Vaccine education. Most adults, including HCP, can cite a number of excuses for not obtaining adequate immunization. They may view immunizations as kid stuff, or an imposition on their busy schedules, or unnecessary. Strong immunization programs and requirements are necessary for HCP, and counseling may be called for with patients and others. Misconceptions versus contraindications. Various reasons exist for vaccine hesitancy. People may be incorrectly concerned about getting the disease from a vaccine, for example, influenza or measles. In the case of influenza, because inactivated vaccine contains only a killed virus, it is impossible to get the flu from the flu shot. People may be concerned about hypersensitivity reactions, viral replication, and efficacy and cost-benefit issues. As a result of their exposure to medical information, HCP in particular may have exaggerated fears regarding known adverse reactions or potential complications. There are also anti-vaccine groups that publish and distribute erroneous or misguided information. Side effects may be exaggerated. Yet because they have a basis in fact, even HCP can be influenced. Although there are some legitimate contraindications to immunization, there remains substantial confusion regarding the appropriate indications and exclusions for various vaccines. The following are common areas of misconceptions: previous local reaction or fever after tetanus, diphtheria, TD, vaccination, egg intolerance or allergy to feathers, penicillin or other nonspecific allergy, mild acute illness with low-grade fever, recent exposure to infectious disease, breastfeeding. Unpleasant childhood memories of redness, soreness, or fever may prevent adults from seeking re-immunization. Local reactions and low-grade temperatures are associated with bacterial vaccines, such as the TD vaccine, but these side effects are usually transient. True hypersensitivity reactions are unusual. Potential vaccine allergens include animal proteins, antibiotics, preservatives, and stabilizers. Of these, the most common potential allergen is residual egg protein found in vaccines grown in chick embryo cell cultures, for example, MMR or influenza vaccines. Thus, MMR and influenza virus vaccines are contraindicated in persons with histories of anaphylaxis or immediate reactions, for example, hives, swelling of the mouth and throat, difficulty breathing, hypotension, or shock following egg ingestion. However, there is no evidence that persons with other types of reactions associated with egg ingestion or allergies to chickens or their feathers are at an increased risk for reactions to vaccination. Even egg allergies may not result in contraindication of the use of vaccines grown in chick embryo cell cultures. Only individuals with a history of anaphylaxis or immediate reactions following egg ingestion should avoid these vaccines. In other histories of reactions, including to chicken feathers, increased risk of reaction has not been found. Individuals with suppressed immune function, such as symptomatic HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, or treatment-induced immune suppression, should generally avoid live vaccines, but inactivated vaccines, and a few specific live vaccines, are still recommended for these individuals. Mild acute illness with a low-grade fever and recent exposure to infectious disease are not contraindications for immunization in an otherwise healthy individual. Pregnant women, including pregnant HCP, may have concerns about being immunized during their pregnancy or when breastfeeding, but breastfeeding should not interfere with routine immunization. The only vaccine virus that has been isolated from breast milk is rubella, but there is no evidence that such breast milk is harmful to infants or leads to the transmission of disease. Inactivated vaccines do not appear to pose a risk to the fetus and may be safely administered, where indicated, in the second or third trimester, or any trimester for inactivated influenza vaccine. However, live, attenuated vaccines are contraindicated during pregnancy. Other contraindications are addressed elsewhere. The lack of a sore arm does not imply that immunization has failed to elicit a good antibody response. Sore or red arms should be treated symptomatically with ice packs elevation and anti-inflammatory medication as needed. Very large or severe local reactions can indicate that an allergic or arthritis reaction has occurred. Such reactions are best assessed by an allergist or experienced vaccinologist. Understanding and being able to discuss the specifics of these common rationales and conveying accurate information regarding them is a key tool to help increase vaccination.